evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we greet you direct from the center of the Roma Derby track in Exorban Coliseum at Exorban Field here in Omaha. As we open our broadcast tonight, the girls are out on the track, but we find one young man. That's Joe Evans of team number 5, who is out on the track relieving his partner, who is having a bit of skate trouble, and he must keep up the mileage for that team while she is in the center, receiving skate repair. While the track is being come intact, we find the red light is on, and the crowd, believe me, are somewhat booing the attempt at number 5 girl, because having to leave the track and the boy out there will be at some advantage. In the event that he's successful in starting a jam and gaining a point, it will count just as though his partner were on the track. And that's the reason that brings out the point that many well-known sports writers have said that the roller derby is the only major sport of the present day in which men and women compete on an equal basis. Present time, as they come down off that high bank of the north turn into the straightaway, we find number 16, a little girl of the white team, Margie Richards, breaking away, coming down fast, moving out, but Joe Evans, taking advantage of being out there with the girls, has skated fast away, faster, and is now out about 3 foot in front of her, and coming down off that high bank of the south turn into the straightaway, he's pulling away with each stride. We find Joe Evans pulling away, but Margie Richards is doing everything within her power to keep up. She's dropped back about 6 or 7 foot behind him now, but the jam is still in progress. And as you know, each skater in starting a jam is allowed 2 minutes in which to circle attack past the last member of the opposing team before the point can be gained. Joe Evans has already gained about 1/2 a lap, but the girls are picking up the speed as Tiny McDowell moves up into the front of that pack and picks up with long, lengthy strides. And now, having picked up the pace of the pack and dropped back to the tail end of the pack, where she may possibly be able to block out at the tail end of this jam. She's back at the tail end of the pack, and in order to gain a point, Joe Evans must pass a member of the white team. He's moving up there, slow but sure, and is now just about 3/8 a lap behind the tail end member of the pack. And believe me, Tiny McDowell is doing everything within her power to pick up the speed of that pack. The green light flashes on, 1 minute gone, 1 minute to go, and Joe Evans is just about 1/4 of a lap behind. Now he's moving up slow. Number 16, Margie Richards, about 1/4 of a lap behind him, and she's not giving up. She's plugging on, trying to do with everything in her power to catch that possibility of Joe Evans being blocked out, and she may gain a point. Joe Evans is up to about 10 foot now. Dolly Carlton, who's at the tail end of the pack, is watching back over her shoulder as Joe Evans moves in there. He's being blocked out, and there's a fall, ladies and gentlemen. A fall, Tiny McDowell, falling, going into the north turn. And another girl going over the top of her, automatically concluding the jam, and no points were gained. As you know, at any time during the jam, should a fall occur, the jam is automatically called off and no points are gained. Joe Evans is in the center now protesting the referee that it was an intentional fall, but the referees are motioning back out on the track, and his protest doesn't mean a thing, and the point not gained. Tiny McDowell is not penalized, who is also coming into the center, putting in her few words in order to say so. But ladies and gentlemen, we find Joe Evans being rushed out onto the track by the referee, and the argument is broken up. The crowd out there at present time, ladies and gentlemen, are doing everything to let Joe Evans know that they're not rooting for him by all means. And ladies and gentlemen, Tiny McDowell getting out onto the track there, kicks the skates out from under Joe Evans, causing Joe Evans to fall to the track. And now we find the referees. I don't know whether they're going to penalize her, whether they've seen that or not. But Joe Evans is up on the high bank there, looking very mad at the present time. And the referees are pulling Tiny McDowell off and penalizing her 3 minutes. Penalizing her 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, for kicking the skates out from and under Joe Evans. And that means that she must take up the next 3 minutes in the penalty box, and that will be the loss to her team. Here in the penalty box, there will only be 4 members of the white team against 5 of the red team. And as we gaze at the scoreboard, we find both teams are tied, each having been successful in gaining 3 points since the start of tonight's racing at 8 o'clock. The accumulated standings in the race for the lead, we find the red team with 189 points to 185 points for the white. The whites are 4 points behind, and as you know, with the closing night this coming Sunday, the team having gained the greatest number of points during this mythical journey from Yellowstone National Park to Omaha, Nebraska, a distance of 1,214 miles, will be declared the winner. The Reds at the present time are in the lead, and at the present time, we also want to remind you that tomorrow night, Saturday night, between the hours of 10 and 11, the second Roller Derby Award, we're going to give you a preview. In other words, a taste of what is going to happen the last night. There'll be no time limit on jam. At the present time, there's a 2-minute time limit on jams, meaning that when a skater starts a jam, he is allowed 2 minutes in which to circle attack past the last member of the opposing team in order to gain that point. But tomorrow night, Saturday night, between 10 and 11, there'll be no time limit on jams. And when a jam starts, it may last for the entire skating period if the skaters are able to keep it going that long. There's many jams that have gone for 8, 9, and 10 minutes. So therefore, you can see that a skater not only is able to gain 1 point, but if they pass half the field, that's 3 skaters, they're successful in gaining 2 points, or with perfect cooperation from the entire members of the team. Should they pass all the skaters of the opposing team, they will gain 5 points. So maybe, who knows, we may have that happen here tomorrow night or the closing night. So be sure and be on hand both tomorrow night and the closing night and see the excitement here at the Roller Derby. There's plenty of excitement each night, and as it lasts only from 8 until 11, 3 hours of continuous excitement, you can certainly see that it's well worth the price of admission alone to see the feature that is coming up right now. Open house, the most interesting and exciting feature of the entire Roller Derby, is a 5-minute feature, and it's the only time when both members of each team take the track at the same time and skate for 5 minutes. They're allowed to interchange with their own partners as many times as they care to throughout this 5-minute open house period. In the event of a fall, the other member of the team takes the track and continues. In the event of a penalty, the referee is empowered to disqualify that skater for the 5 minutes. But nothing stops open house. It continues regardless of what happens for 5 minutes. The team carrying the red flag, which indicates the lead throughout the entire 5 minutes of skating, the team carrying the flag at the end of the 5-minute period will receive 2 points. And at the present time, with the score tied 3-all, the winner of this open house period will also be the winner of the $100 cash award that's placed by the management for the team gaining the greatest number of points between 8 o'clock and 9:45. We find the gun firing, the girls breaking from the starting mark, the boys being situated on the railings around the track, and we find number 5, that's Joe Evans, who has received contact from his partner no sooner than the start, is out in front, closely followed by little Tiny McDowell. Number 10 of the white team, number 2, Ginger Paul, in third position, and the rest of the girls are strung out directly behind them. We'll find the other members of the red team situated on the railings, waiting for their partners to signal them to come out onto the track. Joe Evans' partner, Florence Rogie, comes out on the track, receives contact from him, takes the red flag and moves up in lead. Tiny McDowell coming up fast on the inside, grabs the red flag, takes it as she goes into the nuts, turn up on the high bank, down into the straightaway, about 1.5 feet out in front. Number 12 has moved up from fifth position to third, and number 5 takes over the lead once again. That's number 3, Billy Lyons. The old Omaha boy takes contact from his partner and winds up in about sixth position. Number 5 is still out in the lead. Tiny McDowell is moving up fast on the inside. Number 12 boys receive contact from his partner, and now the boys are coming onto the track for their skating. Number 5 is still out in the lead. It's Florence Rogie's out in the lead, closely followed by number 12. Number 10 receives contact from his partner, Tiny McDowell, and moves up into the pack into about fourth position. Number 5 up in the lead now, Joe Evans. Number 16, Red Willis, the big, tall, red-headed boy of the white team, moves up fast on the inside, takes that red flag, but not for long as Joe Evans cuts down fast off that high bank on the inside of the track, takes the red flag and goes out in the lead by about 2 foot. Number 3, Billy Lyons, is working his way up from fourth to third, now in the second and now making a bid for the lead, and he takes the flag, goes into the lead, and Joe Evans is closely following him in behind. We find all the members of these teams following directly in behind one another in the single file line, and should a fall occur, we can believe and rest assured that there'll be 4 or 5 members of the entire pack go down because of the terrific rate of speed that they're traveling at directly behind one another. It's impossible to get out of the way. But let's hope nothing like that happens as we look forward to a great open house with number 5 and number 3 fighting it out up the head of the pack now. Number 5 is in the lead as they come down up that north bank. Number 3 is in second position. Number 16, Red Willis, in third position. And the rest of the boys in close behind. Girls are up there waiting for a signal to come out on the track. Number 3, Billy Lyons, takes over the lead as he goes into the south turn. High on the bank, down in the straightaway, lengthening his strides, and here we find the girls coming up. There's number 3, Bernice Tabor. Number 10, Tiny McDowell. Number 16, Margie Richards. Number 3 is still in lead. He's going to contact his partner, give her the red flag, and number 16 is receiving contact. Number 3 is still up in the lead. Number 5 girl comes out, receives contact at the same time. Number 3, Bernice Tabor, is in the lead. Florence Rogie, number 5 of the red team, in second position. Here comes Sally Carlton, who's skating alternate out there at the present time for little Anita Monsef, number 6. She misses contact there, and they must wait till the next round. Number 8, Dottie Palmer is coming out now, receives contact. Number 5, Florence Rogie, is still out in the lead. Number 3, Bernice Abel, comes up fast on the inside, takes that red flag, but not for long, as she slips going into the south turn. Florence Rogie, coming in fast on the inside, keeps the red flag, goes in the lead. Number 7, Dolores Hanson is coming out, receiving contact from Tom Whitney. And now, number 3, Bernice Tabor is up in the lead. They're bunched up there. There's 4 or 5 of them up there in almost in a single file line. And number 12 comes out of that north turn with the red flag. She's up there in the lead at the present time, fighting for that lead. Number 2, Bernice. It's number 2. It's Ginger Paul coming out, receiving contact from her partner. Number 12, Alicia Gady, still has the lead now, as Number four girl has missed contact with her partner. They've dropped back about 15 foot behind the field. Dolores Carton's dropping back. The speed is beginning to tell, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming out now. Just who is the faster of the skaters out here? Number 12, Alicia Gaddis, is up in the lead. Number 16, Forty Richards, moves fast on the inside. That's 4 minutes gone. 1 minute to go. 4 minutes gone. 1 minute to go. Here comes the boys out for the final dash. There's number 12, number 8, number 16, number 3, Bill and I, number 5, Joe Evans, number 7. And they're all making contact. That change over a fast pace as they come down off these high banks into the straightaways. And it's Red Willis, number 16, up in the lead. Number 12, Boots Austin in the second position. Billy Lyons jockeying around, watching for an opening to go up in the lead if it's possible. As he comes out of that north bank, he's coming down fast on the inside, but is unable to take over the lead. And now, number 3 moves up fast on the inside there. Takes that red flag, ladies and gentlemen, and moves out as number 8 is blocking off the red team. Number 8 is blocking off the red team. Number 2 gets by, and number 3 is out there by about 15 foot now in the lead. He's moving away fast. We find Joe Evans dropping back, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Evans is dropping back at the present time. Uh-oh, Joe Evans is dropping back as they're calling off. There's a few seconds there, ladies and gentlemen. There's only a few seconds to go, and Joe Evans is down. And and ladies and gentlemen, Joe Evans dropping back there. Fell almost in front of Billy Lyons, but was unable to put him down as Billy Lyons leaped over the top of him, and both Reds leaping over directly behind him, falling to the track, and the referee's decision at the end of open house. It was won by team number 3, Bernice Abar and Billy Lyons. Gaining 2 points, which is credited to the white team, we find the white team having gained an accumulated total of 5 points to 3 points for the red team. Therefore, the $100 Roller Derby Award goes to the white team. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the first Roller Derby Award has concluded. The intermission will take place, the introductions of the teams, in which they take that one lap around the track for the personal inspection of the crowd. And if I do say so, we have close to 6,500 people here tonight. And believe me, they're all sticking right in here. And it goes to prove that the Roller Derby is the fine sport that we've told you time after time. We've invited you out here as our guests. We've given you courtesy coupons and introductory passes in order for you to see the Roller Derby and see just what a fine sport it actually is. Well, it's proved out, ladies and gentlemen, that Omaha has certainly taken to the Roller Derby, and it seems as though the Roller Derby has certainly taken to Omaha. So therefore, we can say that, remember, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, all the last 2 nights, the Roller Derby will close Sunday night, and the skaters will have accumulated their mileage of this mythical journey from Yellowstone National Park to Omaha. As you know, the track measures 18 laps to a mile, is banked at about a 35-degree angle as they come out of the turn so as to allow these champions from all over the world to get up as much speed as possible in the straightaways and to stay on the track. Something of excitement for each and every one of you. It's a sport for men, women, and children. And those of you women who are listening in, it's a very strong arguing point to the question that you probably, no doubt, have argued about many a time as to which is the better athlete, the men or the women. Well, in the roller derby, you'll find that the women are every bit as fine as skaters as far as speed and grace is concerned on the track as the men. And it's something of everyone wants to see. Very sorry, ladies and gentlemen, our time is just about to go to close. And we do want to remind you that you may pick up your reserve seat tickets for the last night tomorrow all day here at the Exorban Coliseum. Our broadcast will come to you tomorrow night at 10:45 and Sunday night, the concluding night, at 9:30. So if you're unable to attend, listen in on station KOIO for the latest up-to-date roller derby news direct from the center of the roller derby track. So until tomorrow night, your announcer, Chick Snyder, says goodnight and returns to you to the main studios of KOIL.
KOIL, Omaha, and the Omaha National Bank Building.